You don't need to do your aloha stuff.
I don't have to do that at all.
No.
No aloha stuff. No babes and boobs and guys like tits and what is it that you say?
You're an ass.
What is it?
If you listened, you would know.
Girls like wine. Guys like boobs.
We're two girls in a bottle of wine.
Aloha. See, we don't have to do any of that.
Nothing.
Because we're going to make our own little... we should do this week. You want to do it weekly or just randomly?
Just weekly.
Just weekly.
It doesn't have to be the same day every week. Just when we find time.
Time to do it. It'll be our own little weekly...
it'll be a surprise. Like, when's it going to happen?
Yeah, when this is kind of an extra thing. What do they call it? You know, behind the scenes kind of.
Right.
Behind two girls, one bottle of wine, and behind Remasculate.
Right. And we're not going to talk about strippers much.
We're not?
No. Okay. And we won't talk about Matthew McConaughey much.
We even talked about Matthew McConaughey.
I know you guys sounded gay, but...
I know. That was wrong for...
Wrong. And then you were both crying.
Both of our shows, typically, during the week, daily, is at tradiov.com.
Right.
/Denver.
And we love T-Radio
And V. We love them. But we were just talking how we missed coming down to the basement and having our own little time. Because this was some time that we were spending together.
Right. Instead of staring at a TV, we're staring at each other.
Each other. And we're like talking and having fun.
Right.
And we thought, you know what? We should just do this again, even if it's a weekly behind the scenes. We don't even know what to call it yet.
No. If you have a name suggestion.
But it has to be a very cool name. I want a really cool name this
time. The bar is pretty high.
Right. Because Remasculate's pretty good, and Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine definitely tells you what the show's about.
Yeah, we're about
But I like the name, like the other day, you know, that show that I turned you on to, I sent it to you, called The Awkward Bubble.
Yes.
With just a name like that. It's a guy and his wife talking, they're out of back east somewhere, and that's a pretty cool name, The Awkward Bubble, and then it's got the picture of a butt with a bubble coming out of it. Have you seen their logo, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought that was
that's
pretty cool.
Classy.
Yeah. So I want to come up with something like that that's kind of cool and fun and hip and now and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, how was your weekend? The weekend before Halloween.
It was good, I think.
You started your new job.
I did. I am rocking the tray again. I am a waitress.
A waitron. A waitron 2000. No, this would be we have to update it now. You're a waitron 2012.
Almost 13. Yeah, it's just an extra side job. Christmas is coming up.
How much does one make as a waitress at a rock bar in Denver?
I've only worked one night, so I don't have an average. It's better than minimum wage.
Is it good? Is it as well as it was before? Is the pay as well?
Yes. For the crowd. It's not as crowded. Can I say that without making anyone mad? This was the first night, and we had some snow in the area, which could have deterred people. But it was busy, but it wasn't packed. And I'm the only waitress, so I got the whole place to myself.
Well, that's good.
Throw your money my way.
Are you constantly on the move and circling?
Yes.
Is the
it's good. It's good exercise.
Because I know you have trouble.
I don't get tired.
As a waitress, you have trouble when we go out places because you are like, they're not doing that well. That is not the right way for that waitress. She should be constantly in motion.
There's a pattern. You gotta have a pattern.
Is there an empty glass that should be gone and ask if they want another drink? You've got this whole...
I know. It's weird. And you think I could, like, turn that obsession into something that would be a
turn
little bit more profitable. Yeah.
But no?
Maybe I should write a how-to waitress book. Waitressing for Dummies. By Janet Blair. Would you still like me?
Yeah.
Would you claim me as yours still?
Oh, of course. I just don't understand why some people can't catch it, because you're like, this. They're horrible. How do you not catch after a few nights?
As you know, I'm a planner.
I think the word is anal. Is that the word? Anal?
Wait, what? Wow. No, I'm a planner. I find the most efficient way to do things, and I plan it out in my head so that I do it this way.
Uh-huh.
And if it gets jacked up, I get all jacked up. And that's how I am every day, and I know that...
That's for being anal, right? About
wow.
Anal retentive, isn't that what the word is?
At least I get everything done.
I know. I don't. You
right.
can rub that in if you want to.
I don't want to attack you on this.
You can attack me on this. Like I know you secretly are just ready to tear my eyes out because I've still got luggage sitting in the...
I don't pay attention.
But you're right. Am I right, though?
A little bit, yeah.
I tried to take care of that today.
I know, and I interrupted you. I should have stayed gone longer.
I was right in the middle. I was actually moving suitcases.
I walked in. I'm like, I'm on the phone. Maybe if I stay on the phone, he'll... No, he didn't.
But I got one suitcase out of the way.
Right.
But hopefully by next week...
If you can live like that, I can learn to ignore it.
Is that any way to live?
No.
Ignoring it?
No. Because then it... What did you say last night? We had a talk last night.
About you being cranky.
I was not cranky
you
at you,
You were really
though,
cranky.
But I wasn't cranky at you.
But you were cranky
at the world because I got a new iPhone and it hasn't been an easy transition.
Let's tell your iPhone story. And then we'll back up like in the movies. This happened, but here's why.
Okay. So in July 4th, 2012,
uh-huh.
I was preparing something in the kitchen, sober as a beanpole.
Sure.
Swear to goodness... Dropped my phone, shattered the screen.
Uh-huh.
So I immediately threw some shipping tape on it so that I didn't cut myself. And I was like, I'm going to get this fixed. And then a month goes by and I'm like, I'm going to get this fixed next month. You know, it'll be in the budget next month. Because it was going to be like $100 to fix it. And then they came out with the new iPhone 5. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be expensive. But then someone informed me that you could get the iPhone 4S, which would still be a step up from my iPhone 4, for only $99. And I'm like, okay, so that's going to cost as much as replacing the screen for the phone that I can upgrade.
Which is all sounds like a good plan so far.
Right, in October. So we
July, October. Let's keep
I'm
that in
mind. I'm a patient woman. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Okay, so July, October. So then October 27th rolls around, and I can upgrade my phone and... I was excited. You can attest to that. I was an obnoxious Christmas kid.
You were. You kept,
yay,
couldn't wait to get here.
Update.
And Saturday's here. Let's go get the phones.
Yay.
Which that same day, I got a text saying
very
that
random.
I was available
right.
for an upgrade. So we both go at the same time to get upgrades.
We're going to Park Meadows. We're going to get an iPhone.
We're going
new
to
one.
The Apple Store. We're going to
Woo.
The... And not everybody that works at the Apple Store works there. If you see somebody in a blue shirt... who's Asian, don't just immediately go, hey, dude, can you help me? I not work here! Okay, sorry, dude.
It was quite embarrassing. And it was quite packed. Like, I think people just go there to hang out.
I think they do. They go in there and just play stuff. And I think the kids go in there and take random nasty pictures. Did you notice
some?
A kid beside you that was shooting the video that was going around?
Yes.
And then he kind of got to you and went, oh! He kind of went, oh!
Yeah.
I think kids go in there... And just
play.
Take pictures. I bet there's some penis pictures if you actually look through every one of those phones' pictures. I bet you there's some weird,
nasty
pictures.
And then if
I
looked
pictures.
At it, would I get arrested for child pornography?
I hadn't thought of that. But you know people go in there and they play with all the photos,
right.
all the programs. And I noticed that made me think of it. That kid was doing that. I'm filming everything. And then he got to you and he kind of went, oh.
Oh, an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Crap, I'm an adult now.
So anyway, back to your crap. Anyway, back to your story.
So it's packed, and luckily, the person that takes names that should be designated, like he should have like a big sign that he wears somehow suspended above him.
I'm the one you should check
give
in
me
with.
Your name, yeah, check in. So he noticed us, which was good. So he came up to us, and we gave him my name, and we stood in one place. And I was a bit nervous because the only phones on display were the iPhone 5s, and I'm like, oh. They're done with the iPhone 4S.
And I so wanted one.
The iPhone 5,
yeah.
Right? Is something broken?
No, sorry. No, I'm messing with... We have a brand new board. I don't mean to interrupt your story, but I got a brand new PV board here, and I'm just trying to make sure it...
Pervy board.
No, PV.
Pervy.
Not pervy. It will be pervy before this is over, I'm sure. But this is the one. This is what James Otto talked me into doing.
Thanks, James.
Because the couple times that I tried to call James and I had technical problems, he goes, this is the time you go, screw it. Go buy you some new equipment.
Okay, so we're at the Apple Store.
Uh-huh.
And we get our name on the list. The guy comes over, really nice guy, comes over and starts helping me. Then it kind of goes blurry from there.
But he looked like the kind of guy that might be...
Cool.
Cool. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But I don't know if he was, though, because he didn't even turn you on to the best plan.
I don't think... They have access to the plans. What he did... Okay,
I think he was just trying to sell you a phone by saying, I think 2 gigs cool. Two gigs all you need.
I'm like, yeah, I want the iPhone 4S. So he gets the iPhone 4S, brings it out. We're setting it up. And he's like, okay, what's your Verizon information? He's putting that in. And he's like, oh, Verizon has changed their plan and you have to pay for data now when originally my data was unlimited. I'm like, what? Are really? And he's like, here are your options. And I don't even remember the options, but I remember the first one was $30 and it was 2 gigs a month. And I'm like, well, is that normal? And he's like, yeah, that's good for the normal person. And then we discussed how you probably couldn't do the 2 gigs.
I couldn't do it.
And you even told me, yeah, that should be fine for you.
I thought it would be because of Wi-Fi. But then, again, you tell me that your Wi-Fi at work sucks.
Right.
And you can't
do
that.
It drops me a lot.
So
I'm like, okay, let's sign up for that. Woohoo, $30 extra a month. And then he's like, and there's going to be a $30 charge this month for activation of a new phone.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, this is awesome. I'm angered at Verizon. But we sign up because I need this new phone, and I need an iPhone because I'm a princess, and princesses have iPhones.
And you also have to have the pink.
Wait.
Okay. No. Yeah, that comes later. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Messing up the story.
I'm sorry. Please, continue.
So then he's like, well, let's get you all set up. So then we go to this other table where we meet Kung Fu Man.
Uh-huh.
He had, like, tattoos on his head, right?
Yeah.
And it looked like he could totally kick your butt.
He was like an Asian ninja. Seriously. Yeah. He was like an Apple genius ninja.
So we were very nice to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a blue shirt on.
But he had a name like Mao or Mo or something. Remember that?
Yeah. That's why I called him the ninja Kung Fu guy. So he's going to set me up to get my phone all transferred over. So he has me sign in and blah, blah, blah. And then what happened?
He said, well, I can't get you all your stuff transferred, but I can get the phone working for you.
Right.
And
so,
then you just need to go home and plug it in and transfer.
So we transferred the service. Actually, I did. He had me call Verizon, transfer, then you called me. Hey, it's working. Okay, you're good. So he really did jack crap.
You almost said jack shit on your podcast.
I know.
You've never done that before.
I know.
God bless you, Jenna Elfman.
And so then I'm like, cool. So you called me, and then I noticed that none of my apps are here. And you're like, oh, it'll be fine. We'll go home and sync it. And he told us that he kind of told me how I'd do it. You know, plug the old phone in, sync it, and then plug the new phone in. And then it'll ask you if you want to sync Pinky, which is the name of my phone because I'm a princess, to my new phone. And you say yes. Okay, that sounds super easy.
It sounds very easy.
Right. So then our next stop was the phone case kiosk because broke my phone in July. I don't want that to happen again.
Instead of from July to October for a new phone.
Instead of a sparkly princess case, I decided that I wanted an OtterBox, but it must be pink because I am a princess.
Mm-hmm. So we stop at the first kiosk.
I got to stop saying that. That's stupid.
So we stop at the first kiosk, and the guy told me, I'll tell a little bit of this, and jump in. The guy at the kiosk tells you, oh, they don't make pink. They only make this kind of pink.
Right.
They make gray and pink, but not the
pink.
Not pink pink that you're looking for.
I'm wanting an OtterBox. I want an OtterBox.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And part of me was like, I'm going to shop around because I've been duped before. Many, many a times.
Many
I know
times.
That's shocking. So we carry on to the next kiosk, which is like 4 kiosks down.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had a hot pink.
And I mean hot pink.
It's awesome. I can look in my purse, which I used to not be able to, and see my phone immediately.
Because it's the same color as everything else in your pink purse.
No. No, it's not. Like, my case used to be black with pink rhinestones, and the black would show more than the pink, so I'd have to, like, dig.
I wish people right now could actually see, because you're sitting here in front of me with a pink iPad and keyboard with pink headphones, bright hot pink headphones, and a hot pink cell phone.
And pink wine.
And pink wine. You're actually drinking pink wine from a pink bottle called Relax
Pink.
Oh, Pink's the name of
Relax
it?
Relax Pink.
Relax Pink, okay.
Yeah. So then we decided to go check on your iPhone because...
But
you were having
up,
issues.
So we said, but so they know the first guy did totally lie to you.
Yeah, he lied.
And it was I was kind of shocked because he seemed like a very nice gay man.
Yeah.
He did. Well, he was very, very.
Gay or straight, men still lie. Give me a hell yeah, women.
Oh no! Did you really? Okay.
You opened that door. I just walked through.
Okay. All right.
I love you.
Okay. So we went for mine because my. Which I still haven't really taken care of, and I don't really care.
Not
shocked. But I will. Because it doesn't really matter. You know,
right.
It's like the lady said at the AT&T store. Apple couldn't help me because they couldn't find out what AT&T account I had because it said I needed a password. But I've never had a password. So it
just, and then
it,
they go to look up your information, and your information's wrong.
Yeah. So they send me to the AT&T store. When I get to the AT&T store, and they go, well, what's your password? I don't have a password. They go, what's the last four digits of your social? So I tell them, and they're like, oh, wait, this doesn't match the phone number. Well, then why do I have a phone? Why does the bill come to me? I don't know.
Right.
But we can give you a password, and you could be able to sign in because it can go around the Social Security problem.
Do you remember the password?
Yes.
Oh, you had to think about it.
Yes.
Because you didn't write it down.
No.
I have to write everything down when it comes to that.
No. So I do know that. But now, seriously, how did I get a Social Security problem?
You got to be careful. Somebody could have stolen your identity.
I don't think they're going to do that for the
AT&T.
My guess is that somebody, whoever keyed in the info, keyed just
had
like...
fat fingers like me and messed up the numbers.
And hit one of the wrong numbers, and it's just not there. So,
but you could take care of that at some point.
Yeah, you need to call customer service. I am at customer service. I am at the AT&T store. That's what I really, for a split second, I wanted to, like, I am at the AT&T store. You have the computer, probably hooked to the same computer that everybody at the AT&T offices have.
Have you ever broken a phone and gone into the store to get it replaced?
No, but I did have a problem when I went to one time just to the kiosk.
Yeah, I know the kiosk is very limited.
They'll send you to the actual store.
I broke a phone, like, it didn't work. I actually dropped it in the sink, but I didn't tell them that, because if you told them you got it wet, it was before they had the sensors that said if they got it wet.
The dots inside that change color?
Yeah, it was before that, but I'm just like, it stopped working, and I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
So I go to the store to get it fixed, and I had to call in. It was Alltel at the time before they got bought by Verizon. I had to call in to Alltel from the Alltel store to get information in order to get my phone replaced.
Why do they make us jump through hoops just for... Customer service just sucks now.
It really does.
In this day and age of the economy being the way it is and people saying they don't have jobs and,
right.
and don't have jobs, I'm not making fun of that. I just think that customer service should be up front. You want your place of business to shine?
Right.
Just make everybody, what can I do for you? The customer is always right.
Right. And when you do interview, when I interview people, they all say that that's their motto. Well, the customer's always right. Bologna and cheese. That never happens anymore.
Bologna and cheese. For you listening, that means bullshit in Janet talk.
Okay, so we leave the AT&T store. You got no progress. I have a new phone. I'm excited still. And I have a new case. That's my color. And so I'm like trying to set up my emails and my Facebook and stuff on my phone because I feel like I'm carrying around a piece of nothingness.
Because it's
just
a phone at that point.
Right, yeah. So I'm putting in my email information, putting in my Facebook, my Twitter, all of that. Facebook and Twitter seem to be doing okay. And then the email, like I'm noticing that it's kind of having some issues. So I'm like, I'll just wait till we get home. We'll sync and it'll be fine. So we go through like an hour worth of stuff with the phones to try and get them to sync. And we're going out that night. So we're like, come on, sync. Got to go. And did it fit? It finished. Like it said it was done.
No, remember it stopped.
Oh, that's right. It kept pausing.
Two of five.
And very
frustrating. And I would start it over and close iTunes and start over and turn the phone off. Two of five,
yeah. So we go ahead and go out, and I have my camera, and my email's not really working, but my text, and if someone needed to call me, they could. So then we go out Saturday night, and Janet gets a little too crazy, and I need to work on that. And then Sunday
you
comes around.
You were drunk.
Oh, I was.
You were just hammered.
I even said,
let's buy me one more drink, and I said...
You gave me the look.
Like, no. We've already closed the tab. Just pay cash. No, let me go tell everybody bye. I come back. You have a beer in your hand. You don't even drink beer, and you had a beer in your hand.
That is a sign that I've had too much to drink.
When you switch
it's a classic
alcohol?
Janik sign, when it's to beer, because it's cheap and easier to get.
Ah.
Now you know, after 2.5 years.
You bought yourself a beer after you closed your tab?
Yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It didn't matter to me. You're the one that had to wake up the next day going,
I think I did pretty well. Anyway, so the next day we...
Meanwhile, back at the story.
The phone's not working. And then what happened? Sunday's a little fuzzy.
Sunday, it didn't work properly because I couldn't get it to work, and I couldn't get it to work.
And we had to go to T Radio V to record Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
So we just left your phone.
We said, whatever, it'll
So Monday, you go to work, and it's not working. You're all cranky because you can't check your emails. It's not syncing. It's not doing anything.
I was having IT issues at work associated with work stuff. My phone was having issues. I was like, eh.
So I say, come
technology.
Over here, just stop for a second, sit down, and let's watch our Sons of Anarchy. We're two behind on the DVR. About halfway through Sons of Anarchy, she just jumps up and starts jacking with the computer. And I said, don't you want to watch our show?
I am. I'm watching.
I'm watching it. No, you're not watching. Come over here and watch. I'm trying to fix the phone. That's really how you just got like super.
So before we sat down, you actually resynced them. Like, you wiped my phone. I got my new phone with all my apps.
Yeah, so I completely wiped it clean and started over. And I think part of the problem originally was the guy didn't tell you that you were trying to copy instead of bring it over. Because you were trying to do pinky to pinky instead of pinky to new phone.
Right.
That's what I think the problem was. So I wiped it clean.
You being my sexy genius boyfriend, you fixed it.
Right. But then again, it still wouldn't.
Thank you for calling me sexy. You're welcome, baby.
Thank you for calling me a genius. I know I'm sexy.
Do you see what I live with?
I have high sexy IQ. I'm super sexy.
All right, you're bringing the sexy down.
Okay. but something was happening because your email would not sync. And
right.
I think that was an actual iTunes problem. So when you changed the password on your iTunes.
So when I was being Miss Cranky Pants, I was actually on the computer going through all of my email and all of my iTunes and changing all of the passwords.
And not watching Sons of Anarchy with me. And then you got like, it's kind of violent. Was that necessary? It's Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, we get it. Janet was pissy.
Okay.
We get it.
All right, you were really pissy.
I know I was being a big bitch. We're good now. We're over it.
Okay.
I've apologized.
All right.
And you're...
But no, keep going, because the best part of this was...
Hold on. So I changed all the passwords. I'm like, woohoo, changed my Facebook status to say, woohoo, changed all the passwords, we're good to go.
And you changed the password to what? Woohoo?
No. So then I'm like, well, let's go upstairs and lay down, because it was like 8 o'clock. My bedtime. 8:30.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? 8 o'clock. It's bedtime.
And I had worked.
She's 30.
I'm 31.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. So I had worked myself up, and I had worked out three times yesterday, and I was pretty tired. So we go to bed, and I really didn't want to start a show because I was afraid I was going to fall asleep. I was still a little cranky.
So I thought I'd go, hey, you want to have a little.
So we worked out that situation. Bow. Where I wasn't as cranky anymore, and then I went to sleep. And then I had a horrible dream that you broke up with me because you wanted someone that was happier.
Now tell that part of the story, because immediately this morning you were like, I had a horrible dream.
At 2 a.m., I like roll over and like bear hug him. Do you even remember that?
No.
I figured. I get no loving.
I was asleep. What?
I know.
Loving last night.
But when I needed it, like I needed you to like roll over and be like, it's okay, baby. Bad dreams are bad dreams. I love you.
It's no different than when you get mad at me in a dream and think it's real.
Right.
So it's the same. You got cranky, dumped because you're cranky in a dream.
Right. Oh, I hate even hearing you say that.
That you got dumped for being cranky?
From you.
Oh, yeah. But you're the one that said it.
I know. So I woke up all sad and I tweeted that bad dreams suck. And then you text me and you said, well, you were cranky. You went to bed cranky. I'm like, well, I didn't really go to bed cranky anymore, but I was cranky most of the evening and... It wasn't your fault. I apologized, and I let stupid things get to me. And then today, I got a text from Verizon Wireless saying that my data usage was already at 50%, and today is October 30th.
And you've had the phone how many days?
Since October 27th, so 3 days.
In 3 days, you've used almost 50%.
No, it starts as of the beginning of the billing cycle, so the 22nd of October to today, which is still only 8 days.
Okay.
I have used... almost 1 gigabyte.
I told you that wasn't going to be enough.
You did not. You said it would be fine.
I told you the guy was just trying to talk you into selling whatever it takes to get you this phone out that door. Whatever it takes.
Hindsight, you say that, but you didn't at the time. Because I was clueless. I'm like, I don't know what 2G means. And so, get that text. I'm freaking out because my billing cycle doesn't end until November 22nd.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Tell us.
My bill was going to be crazy expensive. So I called Verizon.
How much is the bill now?
With taxes, I pay $110 a month.
That's a lot.
I know.
You should probably go to Cricket. You get Cricket unlimited.
So then when I go outside of Parker, no one can call me.
No, but at least you'd have all the unlimited you want.
Right.
You know?
You go to Cricket. See how that treats you.
You go to Cricket. See how that treats you.
Holy muffin. Stop. Jeez.
Are you going to get cranky again?
No. As long as you stay nice.
I am nice.
As long as you stay nice.
Holy cow. Do you guys...
Good thing I'm sexy.
It's going down, down, baby. Anyway, so I called and I got it readjusted. I'm actually going to be saving $8 a month.
$8?
Mm-hmm. And wow. I boosted everything. Well, my texts aren't unlimited anymore, but I have 1,000, which I don't use.
I say that's not enough, and we'll find out. We'll let you all know in another podcast, because I say that 1,000 is not enough texts.
I've been using 400 to 450 a month. I don't text as much as you. I don't have the Facebook, Nick.
I think I'm running about 3,000.
I believe it, because you're constantly texting, and you get notifications on everything.
Yeah.
I get no Facebook text notifications unless it's a friend request.
Yeah, because you see my flip phone's just blowing up every time somebody posts on the wall.
And you're subscribed to, 50 million people on Facebook, and so anytime they,
like something,
go poop or something on Facebook.
I get all the notifications.
Yeah, you do.
I wish I get Smell-O-Vision then, if I get all those.
Smell-O-Vision? So you can see their assiconda?
What kind of word is that?
You made it up.
How did that come out of your mouth?
You made it up.
I know I made it up, but I've never heard you say assiconda.
I can't believe you made that up.
You ever had one?
No. I don't poo. It evaporates.
It evaporates with the... With the movement of this little chrome handle, it just... It's gone.
Oh. So that's been my three-day adventure with my phone. Hopefully it works better now.
I hope so, too.
You know what I'm sick of?
What are you sick of?
Ooh. I am sick of these freaking political calls.
Did you just miss another one?
Another one. That's 10 today. I already voted, people. You can't sway me. Take me off your list.
You even have a sticker that say I farted.
It says I voted. Yeah, where's your sticker, buddy?
Did you sticker, buddy?
You're just hungry. He's on this crash diet because we're going to Hawaii in how many days?
12 now, I think. Yeah. No, 11. 11 now.
11 days. We're going to Hawaii. And I have been working my butt off for 2 months. Haven't lost... Well, I've lost...
How much have you lost? 13 pounds, wasn't it?
13 pounds, but I've plateaued on the weight loss. But I'm feeling better, fitting into clothes better, because I'm working out like a mad woman.
Your stomach's getting flatter. You're doing the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and muscle weighs more than fat. I've been working out for 2 months. As soon as... Well, actually, I started the end of July when you gave me the
notice.
But I didn't really kick it into high gear until August.
So now I at two so weeks you, 2 weeks
you,
out
the whole
from
time
me.
You're like, I'm eating chicken fried steak, I'm eating fried stuff, I'm eating whatever I want, and then 2 weeks out you're like, oh my god, I'm fat.
I gotta go on a crash diet. So I started that.
And you've been eating Flaming Hot Cheetos, salad, and soup.
I had a few Flaming Hot Cheetos.
You can pull it up on TRadioV.com/Denver. Well, and you can watch him.
Well, we were doing that as an experiment because
did you poop red?
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't check out my assiconda.
Huh. So is Trevor going to check that out for you?
Yeah.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
Ew. Trevor is who? Because remember, people are going to listen to this.
Trevor is your BFF. Oh, wait. No. Jeremy is your BFF. Trevor is your second in command.
Right. Trevor is my producer and co-host on the Remasculate podcast.
They are part of the reason you have 3,000 texts.
Exactly.
My friends know when I come home, I want to spend time with my boyfriend. And I kind of tell them that. You're not going to hear from me much after I get home because I like quality time with my boyfriend.
What is quality time? Just sitting there holding each
other? Cuddling, yes. Enjoying each other's company. And don't throw up. But that's how I think.
Okay. I'm all right with that. If that's how you think.
But you're constantly getting texts from your BFF and your second in command.
Mm-hmm.
I just made that name up, but it is going to stick.
Second in command. Yeah, I like it. That'll work. Well, the reason I don't know if I've ever told you this or talked about it before.
Do you like men?
No.
Okay.
God,
good.
No. God, no. No. It's because in this new day and age of social networking, if people post something to you or they write to you and you do not respond to them, they sort of think you're an ass, and they will move along to somebody. You know, if say they were write.
I've heard Trevor say that.
Yeah,
before.
Like if they were to write me and I don't respond, but they write Greg Proops, another comic, but he responds. They're like, oh. Well, then I'll follow Greg because he responds.
But then I get a lot of messages from people that I messaged Steve. I haven't heard back.
Like you said, I have over 7,000 with Facebook. And
I know.
So I'm trying really hard. But that's the point.
So do you have room for me in your life?
Yes.
Didn't
we have room last night?
Wow.
I know. See? Wow is the right word.
We don't talk sexy talk. That's between me and you and Butterfly because she stares at us.
Butterfly.
And Butterfly is our little dog.
Butterfly is in my lap. And for everybody that's wondering and ask about it, Pooh Bear.
Podcat.
Podcat is here. Podcat is over there on the couch.
A day after National Cat Day.
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about that.
Yesterday was National Cat Day. There
what,
we did.
What happens on National Cat Day?
Everyone posts a bunch of pictures of cats. Adorable pictures of
cats.
That
explains that on Facebook yesterday. There was a whole lot of little cats.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me miss my Pooh Bear.
So why were you so cranky? If you had adorable pictures of cats all day.
See what happens when I apologize? Nothing. Nothing at all.
It's all good.
We just keep rehashing about how I was bitchy.
It's all good. As long as you're not bitchy tonight.
I'm not. Don't I seem much happier? I came home. I took care of my issue with Verizon.
Now, if you would just make me something to eat.
I'm going to make you a salad.
I'm kidding. I'm really kidding. People are like, God, he is a chauvinist pig.
He kind of is. Yeah,
but it's because I'm
right.
Sexy. I'm sexy and I know where.
You do make me laugh every day. And I do love that.
That's good. Well, we're 31 minutes on the podcast.
Woo, we're back, bitches.
We just, you said the B word.
I did not.
You said bitches.
What has happened to me?
You're drinking pink wine.
I'm not. Did you see?
You almost drunk again?
It's like up to here.
You're drinking like out of that giant glass, like Cougar Town, like a bottle in that glass. Isn't that right, Pooh Bear?
Yeah, she's drunk.
That's what I know. I agree. She's drunk, Pooh Bear. That's why you're sitting over there. Pooh Bear's afraid you'll like pet her too hard.
No, she's just thinking we're a mirage. We haven't been down here in forever.
Look
she's like
she stares. She blankly stares. It's blank. Like
she's thinking. Did you know I read somewhere?
What?
That cats don't meow to communicate with each other. They meow to communicate with us.
They do?
Yeah, they don't communicate with each other through meowing. They're trying to communicate to us.
Right now, she's saying to me, if you fall asleep, I'm going to suck the air out of your lungs till you die. That's what I see in that dead blank stare.
No, she's not. She's tired. She's probably been playing all day. That's why there's dander all over.
It's everywhere down here. Everywhere. And you know what I think is funny? I did notice that her fishing pole toy that I have was moved from the last time I was down here yesterday.
When was the last? Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday. When I
I didn't
here
touch
to,
it.
To, you did,
she loves that toy.
So she had pulled the pole around the room.
Because I just fed her and scooped her poo this morning.
Oh, will you do that for me one day?
You put a ring on it.
Oh, I see how this is. I got to hire a nurse. Huh?
Oh, do you see what I put up with?
That's because I'm sexy. I know it.
Wow.
All right. Well, I enjoyed this.
I did too. This was a lot of fun. I brought news because I was like, we're not going to have much to talk about.
Well, do you want to do? Let's
no,
do some news.
No. No. It was just filler. Like, I was like, so when we start off with nothing
well, let's
to
wait.
Talk
let's
about.
Do, let's do at least one news story.
Okay.
That was one of the things that I've got from people that wrote me that said, I miss Miss Thang and her news.
What do you want to talk about? There's so much.
What do you have? Which news stories do you have? And we'll do one to wrap up the show.
All right. Hold on. Anderson Cooper?
He's losing his show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
He put on a dress and a bra and he danced around and he said he's fine.
Kim Kardashian, she paid $2,000 for a blonde wig for her Halloween costume.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because we all hate her.
Halloween costumes can be as expensive as you want them to be. You can throw on your best party dress, tease your hair, and go as Carrie from Sex and the City for next to nothing. Or you can purchase a costume in a bag, which is what we usually do, for $30 to $50. But if you're a celebrity, chances are you're going all out with no budget in sight because they have all the money in the world.
I got my dog costume. Remember last year?
For $30, right?
It was less than that. When it was on sale, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe.
I think it was. I think it was less than that because it was like discounted at the discount Halloween store.
Right. So. Are you going to wear that again this year?
I might have to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, case in point of celebrities being frivolous and not having budgets, Kim Kardashian at her Midori Halloween party. So she has a Halloween party that's sponsored by Midori. Can I have a Malibu Halloween party?
Sure.
You going to get Malibu to sponsor?
There's a Malibu sign right behind us. We'll just use that.
Some staff members from Cosmo magazine attended the shindig and witnessed her wearing a $2,000 blonde wig, which complemented her mermaid costume. Kanye was her captain. But while the couple looked amazing, I think we can all agree that Kim could have saved some cash and rocked her gorgeous flowing black locks instead.
Yeah.
She does have nice hair.
Is there a picture of her blonde?
Yes.
What does she look like blonde?
She looks like a...
She looks good blonde.
But you like blondes.
I do
and
like
I think
blondes.
You actually like her, but you
no,
want to
like,
throw out
no,
hate
because
like, you're constantly talking about her.
Because she's in the news constantly. But that's a good looking, that's a nice looking wig on her.
Yeah.
Is that what we should do for you?
I have blonde hair.
I know.
I'm getting it dyed again. I know, the roots are a little out of control.
But that's kind of one thing that, like, Dolly Parton, you know, she had all those different wigs for different, like, this is my daytime wig, this is my party wig, this is my going out wig, this is my one, I want to look like the nice normal person going to the mall hair.
Right. I would love that. You want to get me a wig collection?
Just whatever wig you want to put
right on.
Can white people do that on a regular basis?
Dolly Parton's white.
Well, I know, but typically, I don't think that, I think that's more of like a Wendy Williams or an Oprah thing, where you can just put on the hair that you need for the show.
Maybe. I bet I could rock it. Let's try it.
Okay. I know you looked good in the pink wig you had one year.
Oh, that was awesome. When I moved, I threw that away.
Because that looked good on you.
I could go to Disguises and get another one. It was only like $35.
See?
That was fun. It had the big beehive hair.
And it had a nice, the angle on it or whatever was looked good on you.
That was a lot of fun.
That looked good.
I was the color pink that year.
Well,
One more.
Well, one more, then we'll go. One more news story from Miss Thang.
Okay, hold on. Octomom. Did you hear that she went to rehab?
No.
For Xanax addiction.
What?
Yeah.
You can get it addicted
she
to that?
She has entered rehab for prescription drug addiction, and her 14 children reportedly will remain with nannies for at least the next month. She checked into Chapman House Treatment Center last week because of anxiety, exhaustion, and stress linked to a Xanax addiction.
Well, babies are... All of her kids are with nannies all the time anyway,
right,
aren't they?
Right. She had been taking Xanax that was prescribed by her doctor to deal with her anxiety, but she felt she needed a treatment program to help her recover. She'll be treated for 28
days. I think she was just trying to get in the news.
Or just get a break from 14 effing kids.
Yeah. Because sometimes, wouldn't it be nice to go into the hospital? I mean, wouldn't
no.
it?
No. That is the most disgusting place ever. I volunteered there. That there's so many germs, like,
but
that's why all the nurses and stuff are always wearing gloves.
But you've never thought it would be, like, what a vacation, like, your life is so stressed. Wouldn't it be nice if just somebody said, you need to go
You've been in the hospital for more than a day, haven't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you go a little stir crazy?
No. I actually kind of enjoyed laying there for 3 days, and I had TV, and I got food, and I was kind of like, it's sort of like a little mental, I'm going to put you back into shape vacation. Because I remember when my dad got really sick?
Yes.
And he was in the hospital, and then came out better. Like, they won't release you unless you're better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes might be good for you, people, just to go, you know what? I need my hospital vacation.
The insurance companies are like, oh, you're breathing on your own again. Go ahead. Go home.
Yes, it's too quick.
Instead of
like, take a couple days, relax, we'll check your blood, we'll make sure everything's right. You know.
It's in and out and in and out.
Is it kind of like that at the... Or is that just where you were at Denver
Health? It could have been. Yeah, because that's more of the there's a lot of government funding with that hospital, which is awesome. It helps those that can't afford to help themselves.
Which is me, but now.
Right. Yeah.
I have no health insurance.
You have no job.
I have a job. I'm a comic.
Not this week.
Well, not this week.
You're jobless this week.
I am jobless this week.
I got ya.
But I do have two offers already this week.
Two offers?
Yeah. Not for this week. Two more jobs came in.
I had an offer. Not like job offers,
right.
Like full-time jobs.
I have an offer to go work Monterey, California, the comedy club there.
Oh, you like that one.
And then I've got another offer that came in for Sin City Comedy Club in Las Vegas. So
nice.
Will that
get approved by the big man?
No, that has got to happen. I have got to get that done.
You have
that,
a couple you have to run by him.
Yeah, that has got to be checked. So, I actually want to talk to Big Man about that whole thing, because apparently now that people know that I'm back into comedy full time, you can see that Vegas is like crawling out of the woodwork again.
You're going to move there, aren't you?
I used to do that a lot. I didn't say that.
I'm going to be a glorified dog sitter.
I'll come back and forth.
Just for some loving once a month.
Yeah, that's right, because I'm sexy and I know it.
We should wrap it up on that note.
All
We've got another Sons of Anarchy to watch.
Let's go watch it. I hope you guys enjoyed the first one of these.
Right, and where can they send the name?
Send the name to, go ahead, Pink Barb.
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com.
And you can send mine to McGrew@msn.com. That's
a new one.
No, that's old. That's one of the oldest ones. That's why I actually have it on MSN.
McGrew@msn.com.
McGrew@msn.com.
McGrew@msn.com. Because I don't even know that email address.
Yeah, because I hardly ever use it.
So you're going to check it?
Yeah, I do check it. But I've been using that more because I've been tired of trying to explain to people. Stev McGrew.
Stev McGrew.
Stev. No, there's no second E.
That sounds very fruity.
There's no second E. Yeah, so McGrew@msn.com. All right, we'll send us names and we'll try to come up with one ourselves if you guys suck at it. And
they're not going to
suck
at it.
It'll be great. Say goodnight, Butterfly.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Pooh Bear.
Goodnight.
Thanks,
Say
guys.
Goodnight, Janet.
Goodnight.
Bye.